Yeah, tahira. The halacha is tahira. What do you mean tahira? Let's see the raf. The niktsa tahira. The chesed kol yitma. All the days a nega is boy yitma, he'll be tamei. V'lo yom shachaisa boy bahares v'niktsa. Only when there is a bahares, but once the bahares is no longer present, he's tar. Fine. He's over in Eloisa Seh, though, right? He's over in Eloisa Seh. We learned that yesterday. We learned that yesterday is Yishamer Pen V'Al. Kol Mokoyim Shenemar Yishamer Pen V'Al Eina El Eloisa Seh. Okay, right. Kitsasa Miskavein. What does this mean? Kitsasa Miskavein. No, Kitsasa Miskavein. Rebbe Leza Oymer Lichshi Yivalei Loi Nega Achav Yitam Yimenu V'chamimim Asher Tifrach B'kulay. So what does that mean? Kitzasa miskavein, Rav. Kitzasa miskavein, b'tosefta muchach teicha, dekotzas kol becheres v'kotzas ben abosar, asher sivu secha ima, kulam lo pligidien lo yitohara elamis. Woo! Dekantzinu rabbanon, me'achar sheniskavein l'shore shacharecha, teicha, dekitzasa, v'shem b'menu kol shehu, you cut a little bit is left, kulam lo pligidien lo yitohara b'pricha. Kevin, since the shire b'menu, you left them a small amount, lo yitkonsu kulahai. Keep ligi, kishakatsa, mitsum semis, exactly, habaheres, kemosha haya, loy pachlus, vlo yoise. Ah. So here I say, when you cut bidyuk, mischavein.
Yeah.
So the first part of the halacha, so there are two parts of the Mishnah, let's read the Mishnah, kitsasa mischavein, Rebeleza, Shivolo, nega, he is the same halacha we learned yesterday, Shivolo, nega, achav, yitar, mimenu, tarmenu. Okay, now we go to the next. So far we learned. Well, let's finish up the Mishnah. We'll chazor over the Gansach. We'll see over here in the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Zok the Helik Rabbi Eliezer. Lushivali loy nega. No, wait. Let's go to the Rav. Shalosa, Oimer, Shalosa, Nega, Vilam, Menucham, Oimer, Ashidach, Vukula, Bahalacha, Chamim. Hachalagasina, Bimil Sayil, the Chacham, Ayacha, the Smite, Beheris, Mikhagris. Why? Because the davar got me toilish. She wanted to come with the reisha and nishar sabaheres. Hasam shachlu misne adishnis might have this. Avol hacha hare niktsitsa kol haves. Therefore, it's not shachavit that goes over here. It's not shaykh in this instance to talk about this principle of the gris. Because here you already cut. That's exactly what you did over here. You mamash cut it. You cut it down less than the gris. That's exactly what the person over here tried to do. Next, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah, the last part of this parakaisa b'roish ha'orla yimol. Oh, this the barvusta sugi in ganshas. Does given a shas sugi. Sugi in the ganshas. Let's say there's a beheres in that mokoim. So on taka and Shabbos, he asked me a shayla. The guy is getting married this week and he has a tattoo. Should he tell his wife that he has his collar, that he has a tattoo? Yeah, what would you paskin? I'd say go to the doctor, get it removed right away before the wedding. You can get it removed today. Go for an emergency procedure to get it removed.
Depends what? Depends where it is.
Oh, that's what someone else told me. Depends where it is.
I mean, obviously, it's not in a place that's near a lion because the collar would have seen it.
So I think this Rav told him not to tell her. I wasn't asked to shayla. Someone told me that someone asked him to shayla, and he told me that he told the guy, don't tell her. What are you gonna rock the boat now? If it was a medical issue, then you have to tell her. It's a cosmetic issue. You can get it removed later. You can get it removed later in life. And of course, this is not, and it's a week before the wedding, and this is not a psak. This is your case. I know who you are. I know who your kala is. In your specific situation, I've met with you and your kala, and my assessment is that in your particular case, don't tell her now. No, we'll see what happens. If it was a medical issue, that's different. If your kala was, you know, a Beis Yaakov girl, maybe she has tattoos.
Yeah, I don't want to say there's a very there's a very nice Chanoch Teller story. He writes about it took place in Baitragana and where they have all these Baal Tshuva seminaries. So a guy goes, you know, and they pick him up and somewhere along the line by the coastal, and he gets swept up and he ends up giving up his life of hedonism. And he decides he wants to be a Baal Tshuva. All right, so he's in the yeshiva and he's learning. He stays there and they go to comes over the summer. Now you may rachm vaslichos, and the custom is to go to the mikvah before Rosh Hashanah. You know this thing.
No, I don't know the story. I don't know the year, so he sees it a year. What happened? I don't know what happened. Yeah, so what happened?
So it goes, you know, in the old days. I mean, he had tattoos everywhere.
I've seen guys in the mikvah with tattoos. I've seen them.
Yeah.
And Shmuel, I've seen it.
Yeah, and then not the nicest of tattoos, you know. And he
right.
And he removes his clothes, and he's there, and like all eyes are just like fixated on him because I mean he sticks out like a sore thumb.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't know what to do. So then there's an old man goes over to him with an Auschwitz number on his arm. And he says, "Come, let's go to the mikvah together."
Wow. Beautiful story. I'm crying from this story.
I think it's a beautiful story.
It's an amazing story. I should have told this to him. I'm gonna go tell this to him. The guy who told him, go tell him this. I love that story. Beautiful, beautiful story. You know what the Kotzka says? B'mokam shabalei teshuva oim demafilu tzadikim gimurim me'enim yucham lamoid. You know why the tzadikim? Because it stinks. I would upgrade the version because the guy has a tattoo. I've seen in Mishmimin more than once guys with tattoos. Vaita. So what? Who cares? Haisa b'roish Allah. What in the next world where the neshama comes in the next world? There are plenty of tattoos on my body. Chaisa b'roish arla yimol, yeah. V'mchaisa b'roish arla yimol la b'mila b'zman ayri. It's not b'zman. The hamil subshid, the hamil subshid, the chasha shabbos, the isa skila, doch yatzaras, the isa lav, greide le kol shchein. Oh, so loisa say, it's not so poshut, because this is efshad. This is something which you can wait until it goes away.
Right.
Shabbos is doiche. Why is Shabbos doiche? Shabbos is the, or I don't know, you have to be mindful, man. The hash of Shabbos, the isn't skill or doch, it's just the isn't love, like, love, like, all shrin, ella, feel a meal of Shabbos mana, shayna doch, yes, a Shabbos, doch, yes, a ras, the osi, I say, the meal of doch, yes, lois, I say, it's a ras. The yachi kaim, la mechala, toyer, cool, the kombokum, shat, the moitzi, I say, well, I say, im ata, yachal kaim, best shnei, mutov, we love, yavi, I say, vitches, lois, I say. So why don't we wait? Let's wait. Why, a nega's not supposed to be forever. Why, Taku, don't we wait? Why don't we wait? It's also Efshel Kayim Shneim. You wait a short amount of what do you go take the statistics. What are the statistics? Statistics are that the goyim go away. They don't stay on a person forever. And Mimela, if they go away, the person is a cheskas chayim. You don't have to assume he's gonna die. You don't have to assume he's gonna leave this world without having a bris mila. So why taka? Don't we wait? I don't know, it's a kasha. Alright, let's chaz the mission.
We learn about Chav Dalet Evar, right?
Yeah, oh, so why is it this, the Rosh HaGviya?
Right.
The Rosh HaGviya, no, it's not the Rosh HaGviya. The meal, the Orla is not the Rosh HaGviya. The Orla is not the Rosh, it's on the side.
It's not the Orla,
that's not the tip. The Orla is not the tip.
The Orla is not the tip, but the Orla is but the Orla overhangs.
So, but it's not this is the negas. This is a gris on the. It's not the tip. It's not the Rosh HaGviya. It's not the Rosh HaGviya. The Rosh HaGviya. Then you couldn't go to the Beis Hakisei. The Orla is a piece of flesh that covers that area of the body.
Yeah.
So it's not. It's shaykh. Okay. Vaita. Okay. Let's take a look over here at Nachmal the Mishnah. Chaz the Mishnah again. Misha Haisla Baharis Vinikitza. Person is a Baharis Vinikitza. Vinikitza is cut down. Now that's going, we learn a Lamaskan. That's going in a case where he cuts only, he only cuts off a small amount. He makes it less than the size of a Baharis, but most of the neg, part of the neg, is still there. So in this case, Chazal did not exercise a Knas. The person cuts the neg and he cuts off only a small part of it and he still leaves over a majority of the Baharis. Or this part of the Baharis left over, then Chazal didn't make a Knas. But let's say that this is the unstated part of the mission. Let's say he goes and he cuts off the entire Baharis. He's oik and the Basar around it. He's mamish oike mishorosha. It's like Avodah Zarah. It's you have to mamish abe to abdun. It's kolam akam nishav shema goyim. You have to mamish. You have to be oike acharav gansin. So the person was oike achad the nega and gansin from all that studim. There's nothing left, completely obliterated it. So let's say kitzasa miska. But so then the halacha is going to be that we make a kanas. He's never going to become tar, never. That's what the Rats of the Tosefta says. The Tosefta says
you have to wait until he gets a second.
No, we don't do that. The Tosefta says that in the case where he was oikid legamri, we don't wait. He's finished. We totally wipe him out. The Rav on the right side, the Rav Tosefta Muchach Dehech, the Katas Kol Abecheres VeKatas Min Abasar Asher Siviv Asech Ima Kulei Almalo Pligi De Ein Loi Tohara Oylamis. Never. This guy is finished for good.
He's right.
The Kansur Abonim Yachash Nischavin L'Sharei Shacharech Tshemen is Chiddush. What, he goes to Muchlal land forever? Wow. I guess so. Yeah, that's what it says over here.
He gets deported.
It's like he didn't take the vaccine. They put him in a concentration camp. Right, the Kansura Bon Miyachash Nishav and Lashar Shachonecha. And the divine, and here we go in the case where it was Kitsasa Miskavain, where they caught him in Miskavain, which Miskavain means, which means Bidiyuk, with precision. Miskavain means, which means not, they were not Oikir Achanecha. So in that case, where we have a Machlaikis. Period. It was b'roisha arla on the top of the arla. Yimol osiase v'dochi loisase. Even when it's milah shelo bezmano. Let's look at the mafarshim. The mafarshim mishnah. Hey, hakdama, introduction. Mishnah say no malamed es din b'heres shenikitza b'kavana oy shelo b'kavana. Bekavana means with precision or without precision. Bekavana over here means with doesn't mean b'shoygeik. Oh, no, maybe not. When it says miskavein, wait, the Rav taught us the word miskavein means exact. Kivon means exact. But over here from the Ikim Mefarshim, it seems like bekavana would seem like with intent, b'mezid, b'shoygeik.
He doesn't say those words.
He says, "Bekavano." Let's see. V'niksat tohira. Who are then b'noshar haser halavan me'atzmai oishniktsas oishin v'niktsa. Sounds like I think he's looking at him shot. Niktsasa. When it says mishayis labaharis v'niktsa, no, I'm now beginning to favor what the Mikum Mefarshim says. Maybe making a mistake. This means it just came off. It came off by itself. It just fell off. How? He rubbed himself somewhere and it came off. Got into an accident. He got into some type of accident and fell off. It was burnt. The michya. Next. Kitzasa mischavein. Tzorech lo mashe v'kotzas abaheres kuloi. Hichmiroi. Now, where you take off the baheres with more machmir when a simen tuma came off, mid his achzor al atzmai kolkach kedeli shamet midinatoma. He was cruel to his body. He was cruel to his body to take a knife to his body to cut off the flesh. Al atzmai kolkach kedeli shamet midinatoma shegal shatar olav lefichach afilu kitzasa beli simen tuma. Tomei, even if he took it off, we're saying a chiddush. Afilu kitzasa belisim in tuma tomei. He just has a baharis. The guy only has a baharis, so he's not tomei. Right. He's not a muchlat.
Right.
Something we're missing over here. Ad shetifrach b'kuloi mashma l'chedid rabbanan machmir b'zev u'porach b'kuloi machani gam l'Rabbi Eliezer aval medirei hataysefta mashma d'rabbanan makilim is the makelness. In the case, the makelness rabbanan also going to be makel. In the case shetifrach b'kuloi, wait, over here it says in the Mishnah, according to the Chum, ad shetifrach b'kuloi. Okay, again, mashma l'chedid rabbanan machmir b'zev the machmir. U'porach b'kuloi machani gam l'Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, what would Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer says you have to have another nega. Actually, they have the same shal in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, same sach. So, what would Rabbi Eliezer say in the case with the person with the nega is nispashet in the entire body? So, l'chor, you would say that of course Rabbi Eliezer would say they're now going to become tar. If it's nispashet in the entire body, it's sure going to be good. Not necessarily. It can very well be that according to Rabbi Eliezer, since Rabbi Eliezer learns that it's a whole din of yaftav a gilui ben hashamayim, if they want to become tar, so this nega is not a gilui. This nega is off limits. Since Rabbi Eliezer is taking the Kabbalistic approach, that there has to be a gilui ben hashamayim, a gilui ben hashamayim that they want this person to become tar, this is not going to work. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, if it's nispashet b'kuloi, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that it's not going to be good. There's only one way for the person to become Torah according to Rabbi Eliezer, and that is if he gets another nega, and the other nega heals. Then it's a gilui min hashamayim, that they want this fellow to be released, period. Look at this. The Ikar Mefarshim was nischaven to the ha'ora of Harav Hagoin, Colonel Doctor Yitzchak Ariel Shlita. He was mechaven with Yokasha. V'nir da'asi la'shmin da'afilu reish ha'or la'sh'enem mitam misham. Afilu hachi shaykh be'isr ketzitza ela be'ela b'mila shari. So he's saying we have chiddush. Da'afilu reish ha'or la'sh'enem mitam misham. Afilu hachi shaykh be'isr ketzitza ela b'mila shari. Pili ploim. So he's saying in the answer is that when you ever have a nega on the Echad Me Rosh Evarim, one of the 24 Rosh Evarim, fine, you're not going to become Tame. We're not going to make you because we can't see it near any coin in one shot. But it's still nega. You're not Tame. Lamai Nafgamina, there's an Isser de Oiraisa to cut it off. It's still called the Negat Soras. It's just not a Negat Soras. That's Metame. Lo Meshavart. This is like Rav Chaim. This sounds like Rav Chaim. The Brisk. Shaykh will be a din of a negat saras, and the negat saras is not going to make the person into a tummy mukhlat, because it's not, there's a felt ice in the mitzias, in the technicality of nirel ene akoyen in one shot, but it's still called the nega, lamay nafkamina, you're not allowed to do the maisa kitzitza, it will be a violation of yishom pen va'al. Allah nisha, briskavart.
What's he saying at the end of the line? Now
he has another pshat, now he has the melech shloimai. He's saying we're going in a case like I answered, what I said before. Another answer that we're going in a case where it's not on the tip. The person was shamein. He was a grois, a gressa. Not just a gris. It's a groisa. A groisa mensch. And you're able to go and isolate in one flat slab a gris and the gressa. And the gressa. And the gressa the mensch by the orla. A nega, so therefore it is near le'ene ha'kayin, and therefore you'll be able to go and the foreskin you'll be able to do the bris mila. We have two mahalchim. The mahalchim over here is such a lomdish brisk of art. It's a nega that's not mitame, but a shaykh in the din of yishomer pen v'yal noyer v'oyim pilei ploim half of a fella kaf of a ferach sefasayim yishak. Okay. Let's now see what it says in the chart. Chart number 54. Tabla. Bahadesh Niktitsa. Now we still have to clarify, what does it mean Niktitsa? Does it mean Bidiyuk or does it mean with Kavanu or Shlebe Kavan? Niktitsa. I think Zamachlaik is in the parish what it means. According to the Tosefta, you're adding into the Mishnah a case that doesn't exist. According to the Tosefta, you're making the Mishnah into three parts. You're talking about a nega that you cut off a minar, you left over something, then there's no kanas. then there's where you oiker acharav, you mamish ma'akir acharav, then there's never tahara. And then there's the case where it's bidyuk, you only cut off the negetzav. Doesn't say in the Mishnah there are three parts. The Mishnah talks about niktitsa and mischavein. Mischavein sounds like he did it b'mezid. A person is an avarion and he does it b'mezid, then we have machlokes, Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Chachamim. It doesn't matter what you did b'mezid. You did b'mezid a little bit, you did b'mezid a lot, you did b'mezid more than a lot, and then they would happen by itself. I didn't do nothing. It happened by itself. The Rav is bringing down a Tosefta, which is taking the word Nischavin into an entirely different meaning. I think the Rav over here is when the Ikam Mefarshim is telling us the simple translation of the word Bimachavin means you did it bimezik, with intent. When you did it with intent, then there's a Machlaikis Rebbe Eliezer and Chachamim, exactly what is going to be the outcome. But the Mishnah doesn't really tell us that. The Mishnah, when the Mishnah starts off, it doesn't tell us how you did it bimezik. It says what you did b'shoikik. It happened by itself. Let's see the char now. Char number 54. We have over here Niktas Abli Kavana Tahar Shnema Kolimash Negaba Yit Mavalo Yamim Shahi Sabai Baharis Vin Niktas Blushan by itself. I don't know what form. There are seven binyonim. You can pick whichever one you want as long as you understand what it means. Niktas, it happened by itself. Which binyon is this? Go to Yeshiva Flatbush and try to, they'll tell you there which one it is. I'm not interested. It happened by itself. Vaita. Let's say Kitsasa Bekavana. Konsua. They punished him.
Right.
Kanas.
So we're assuming this to be amazing.
Right.
Nikitsa is Me'ela, and Kitsasa is.
Bemezik, Bekavana, Bemeschavin. He was a Kanoi. He's a Lechem Mulchemes Hashem. A blazer, konsua, sheyidma. A blazer said, "You know why? You know why? You know why? Did I tell you this?" Vaita. Konsua. Well,
speaking of which, why did Nassim talk about in the Shabbos with Russia?
I didn't speak to him. He doesn't tell me. Vaita. Konsua sheyidma av shlochayi bebeheres simoni tuma. They punished him sheyidma. There are no simone tuma. Okay, they punished him, even though there were no simone tuma. Ein Rav, oifen tarase. How do we cleanse this person? So it says over here, Rabbi Eliezer, the shivolo nega achav yirpa mienu, the shenikar shericha moy olam in hashemayim, v'tiharuhu. Chachamim, lichshi yifrach hanegem chol gufo, shememela hinitar. Ayin, ikur mefarshim. Baheres b'mokoyim ha'orla, anayidin, anay unfang. What's this? Yimol v'yikoyitz es hatzaras, shemitz aseh shalmila afilu shalabizmana, doyecha israel lois aseh shalabizmana, shekin kaimolo b'chol atarukum, reyjesh aseh lois aseh, rabbi v'yav shalakayim shneim, yov aseh v'yitches lois aseh. What about, what?
This guy already could have had a mila. I mean, this is not a mila. It happens to be in the area where the mila is.
No, so now we're discussing. No, we're discussing in the Hanami. If you already had a mila, then you can't do it. Of course you can't do it then. Then it's a lois and it's a deraisa. Of course, if the guy already had a bris mila, of course he can't cut it off now. Because that's a nisa deraisa of Yishama Pen. Va'al, this is going in the case where he did not have a bris mila. And the Torah says, remove the arla. Remove the arla. So now, but if I remove the Orla, I'm being oivir on the loisa se v'yishomer. So the Gemara is so new. Adochi ase v'adochi loisa se. Wait a minute, where's my static electricity meter? Where'd it go?
Now I can be melamed tzchus. I can melamed tzchus on Asa.
Why?
Because Yonis and Ben Uziel, amongst others, say that Asa did not get a bris milah. And then at age 13, his father gave him the choice to have a bris mila, and he said no.
So why would you want me melamed tzchus on a rasha? Esav was a rasha. So at Seach, never melamed tzchus on a rasha. Never.
But he got the vaccine.
Never, ever, ever melamed tzchus on a rasha. I learned that in my life. A rasha is a rasha. Never be melamed tzchus. Misplaced.
Chazal, I mean, Yitzchak Avinu was melamed tzchus. So the for Asim could have been Asim was an Adom. Right? Adom. Right.
It says the day that Avraham Avinu died, he did five, he did have the Zergi, the Rashi, Chastamim, he did all the Averis in the book.
No, I call the Makom Machad, like the store on 13th Avenue. I call the Makom Machad, you can buy everything in one store. Asa did everything. The problem is that Marish Negrayim, Zenin Lovin, they're not red.
Ah, he was a red in Adoimi.
Right.
Who's not doing me? All right, let's chaz the Mishnah. Nachamol the Mishnah. Shavuot says, "Me shachaisla becheres v'niktzitza." Torah says two perushim the word v'niktzitza. Either it means having b'shogeg or by an avshogeg. Me'elav by itself, or means you only removed a chelek of the becheres. You left over something then to hire. That's the way the ikum farshim and the tablas learning shot. Let's say kitzasi b'mischam. Let's say you cut off b'mezit. Oh, amazing! Then there's a kenas. What's the machlokes? What do you do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer l'chshivol lo negat nachav yitam imenu. Racham Racham say ad shetivlech bekuloi. And we learned over a murdig zach. It's machlokes that Tosefta and other mafarshim. When the Racham say shetivlech bekuloi, what would Rabbi Eliezer say shetivlech bekuloi? Would he say that if Madach gets another negat, and it's he comes tar from that, automatically it's going to be good? So certainly, if it's shetivlech bekuloi, do we say no? You need a gilim in Hashemayim. A gilui min ha'ashemayim only comes when something goes away. A nayin nega comes and it goes away. But if the old nega is nispashet b'chulei, it's a merdik alumnus. It's a merdik alumnus that when the nega goes away, that's a gilui in shemayim. There's a lot of alumnus here. There's a lot of dvarim ha'im the b'rim ha'shalim over here. And this machlokes in the ikum mefarshim. Because they say over here that it's Rabbi Eliezer is looking for a sign from shemayim. Paharenu ois l'toiva. An ois l'toiva. What's called an ois l'toiva? Something has to go away. That's called an ois l'toiva. Something that comes, that's not an ois l'toiva. Isn't that an interesting idea? You ask, show me an ois l'toiva. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you look like the Mepharshim, that he's not going to be masking to Nispashe B'chuloi, an ois l'toiva means a new tzara comes, and it goes away. Is that amazing? A whole new taich. You're saying Monday, Thursday. V'hareinu ois l'toiva. Show me a sign for good. An ois l'toiva. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you know what the ois l'toiva is? You get another nocha nega, a nocha patch. But this patch goes away. Ah, that's an ois l'toiva. That's a very deep idea. It's a very, very deep idea. And according to the other, no, an ois l'toiva is, I don't even know if it's called an ois l'toiva. It's just that if the nega is nespash in the entire body, oh, so you tar. Okay, you see, there's a lot of drush in the Mishnais. You can make many, many svarim on all the drush in the Mishnais. It's a very deep idea. Most people, they're not interested in this. You tell them, I tell you a var. They look at you like, wow. Wow, what are you telling me over here? There's no one to talk to. Mamash, no one to talk to today. Listen, they say about me the same thing. They tell me they're tired, and I look, wow, what are you saying to me? Almost everyone that I go to, I listen to. I don't understand a word that they say. I go there because, you know, I have to pay my price of admission. So I go, I don't understand, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand this, and this. It's a two-way street.
Right? You know, what do we say that the Rabbeinu Shalom should show us? What do you say? Whatever that. We should see that it's all good, meaning not that it's only good in the eyes of Rabbeinu Shalom, but it should be the ANA that can be out there. It's supposed to be good in our eyes. But so far, it's a Ras is bad. But according to Rabbi Lezer, you need it.
Our high Sabresh Arla Yimal. I say the chalisei. Okay, next Mishnah. Haparech min atame. Haparech min atame tar. Chal zhu boi rosh evadim tame. Ach et smite bahartai migagris min atar tame. Chal zhu boi rosh evadim tame. Ach et achsa bahartai l'chamay shahayis. I have no idea what this means. Raf. Was sagt der Abrech mit der Abrech mit der Tome Tor? Tome ist ein Nechlat bei Echad mit einer Goyim, wie Achach Porcha bei Kuloi Tor. Okay. So, someone's Porech mit der Tome. You have a Nega. He's in Muchlat Center. Like the Barclay Center. That's Taka where we're going to make all the Muchlat go. To the Barclay Center. Everyone will be Yoshev Badad. You get your own seat. We have separate seating. Everyone gets to sit in their own seat. Both men and women. So we put you into the Muchlat Center, and then it's Poreach Min HaTamei Tor. Tamei Shein Nechlat V'Ech Min HaNegoyim V'Ach Kach Porucha B'Kul Tor. Gewaldig. Fine. Chol Zhu Boi Rosh HaYivarim Tamei. Rav, Chol Zhu Boi Rosh HaYivarim Im L'Ach HaPricha Chol Zhu V'Niskalu Agilui Afilu Rosh HaYivarim B'Lva Tamei D'Chsiv V'Yomei Ros Boi Bosachai Yidma V'Hu Sheyiru Ka'adosha. So saying a word to Gevart. Even though to make a nega, he's saying a lot of lundas here. There's tifa lundas. To make a nega, it's not enough. But in order that if he's tahar and to make him tamei, it is enough.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Russia yavarim is not enough to make a person tamei. However, if he was
tahar, if he was already tamei because it was nispashet b'chuloi, and now it goes away, so now you become tamei once again.
And it comes back just to Rosh Hashanah.
Right, it comes back in the no chazu by Rosh Hashanah. With no chazu, which means there is no nega. It detracted. It went away.
Chazu bo habreach min
haTamei. It retracted. He had a nega on his entire body, and now he no longer has a nega on the Rosh Hashanah.
Well, what does it mean, niskala?
Niskala means the healthy regular skin is niskala. He had a neg on the entire body. So now that's tar. And now, retraction. The nega begins to recede. It begins to withdraw. And only as withdrawn from the Rosh Eivarim. So it withdrew from the Rosh Eivarim. So now it's on 95% of your body. So it's not called Nispashet Bechula. So your tummy once again. But the Rosh Eivarim don't really count, because if you had a neg on the Rosh Eivarim, you would be tahar, so they don't count. Well, they don't count to make a nega, but they do count that it's not called nispashet b'chuloi. When we demand that the nega be nispashet b'chuloi, it means it has to be nispashet on the Rosh Eivarim as well.
Right. Or at least the first time around.
First time, right. But now when it's chazar, chazu by Rosh Eivarim, im lach apricha chazu niskalu afil Rosh Eivarim, la tamei, d'chsiv yom yiretz b'yibos ha'chayidma. And it has to at least be Rusha Yiru Chadosh. It has to be enough, has to go away the size of an Adosha. Has to disappear. There has to be, in order for him to become Tameh, in order that it should be called it, that we can see healthy skin, there has to be at least healthy skin the size of an Adosha, so that now we can see that it's no longer in his Spashet B'chuloi and his Tameh. Okay, weiter. Ad Shetismait Bahartoi Mikagris. When does a person become Tar Lagamri? When the Baheres is less than a gris. Sheyeluch kol ha-negev lo yishtar bo ki gris. All right. Next. Min ha-tohar tomei. What does that mean? Min ha-tohar tomei. Tohar sheporuchav tzaras b'chuloi kegoin. Shechlitoi b'ser lovon. They made him b'ser lovon oi b'michya. V'noshar. Has say our love and mischases and michya upatroi. It went away now. Ina mihiskil beheres kigris. Viyam avein of shnei shvus upatroi b'chol hanim achar peturoi parucha b'kuloi. Oh, now you didn't tell me. I never heard this before. A whole new din. Never heard this before. Murdik halacha. It's kedai to live his whole lifetime to come to learn to shahalacha. That the din of parcha b'kula is only on a din of tahar. Is what you have. It's only a nega that's tame. When you have a nega, a real mukoi, a real nega, and then the nega is nispash, so he's tame, and then it's nispash et b'kula, you become tahar. But let's say you have a nega that's tahar. How can you have a nega that's tahar? You only have a behedes with no simonim, no seolav and no michya, 2 weeks locked up. Tar, or he was a mukhlat once upon a time, and then the white hair went away, or the michya went away. So now, okay, you're tahor. And now that nega that is called tahor is now nispashed in your entire body? Tamei.
That's because it's...
Pisyon. So why don't we say we don't need the entire body? So you're asking the question, why do we need it to be your entire body, even a small amount? Maybe that's what it means. Why bekuloi? Wait, I need to go for a mamish for a second to a boyak. I don't know.
Hopefully, we'll get to it at some point.
So what does it mean over here? Look what we're talking about. The michya goes away. The achach parcha bekuloi tahor. The michya the tana nami b'cheres with both seil love and parcha bekuloi al pishu has seil love and b'mukaymoi tahor. Ramash v'kol shchayim ena b'mukaymoi shuhu tahor. He was not yet potter. Even though we have other case later on that we're going to say that he's become tahor, that's going when the kohen never paskined on him anything yet. Unless maybe Ikum Farshim will shed some light on this. It's a little bit late. I don't want to rush through it because you have to go through it carefully. It's not going to be good. I really have to go. I have a lot of things I got to do. I have to go do tourney time tonight.
Really? Where?
In Mandel is doing a program tonight in Avenue M. What?
For that, you're going to have to travel back into time to 2019. You're going to have to travel back. Into
time. Right. I told him. He told me. I told him that. Did I tell you this? He told me no. You're the only one who told me this. That's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. If I'm the only one to tell you this, I don't think there's going to be too many people. I don't think it's going to be anyone, in fact. I think it's
going to be... Are there going to be refreshments?
No. I don't know why he's doing this. I really don't understand why he's doing this. There's no need for this. No one's interested. What are you doing?
I think some of the people might have some groupies here in Flatbush that would like to hear them. So the groupies will show up.
I really doubt it. I really. I don't know. Right. It's very bizarre to me. Why? All right, none of my business. Whatever. I can't just abandon him. He needs my help. I can't just.
No.
He's good to me. He let me speak all these years. It's not nice if I just I have to let him. I have to repay my debts.
Very, very important. Very important. Okay. Thank you, friend.
All right, we'll continue tomorrow. I'll finish up this tomorrow. Thank you for listening to all my nonsense. May Hashem bless you.